Good morning, a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Not any Friday morning. It's the July 4th holiday weekend and, of course, celebrating Independence Day. And as we are in the summer of a presidential campaign, Alan, what about all this anger?
Well, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, David. There's plenty of anger around, and we know that between the two major parties, it's getting worse and worse and worse. You know, there's an ability to pounce on anything. This morning, we're reading that Bill Clinton walked across the tarmac to say hello to the Attorney General of the United States. This is being seen by the other side as being a terrible interference with the judicial system, which is supposedly looking into whether Hillary Clinton used her email accounts in the wrong way. And so you see the ability to grab onto anything that anybody can find. I mean, after all, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State in the same administration that Loretta Lynch is now serving in, and it's not hard to believe that somebody would give salutations. On the other hand, probably shouldn't have done it.
To England, where yesterday, right after we talked about it, the news broke about Boris Johnson ending his bid to lead Britain after being, quote, stung by betrayal.
Well, as the shrinkage continues to occur in Great Britain in terms of power, which this all started, of course, after the empire was gone, the colonial empire was gone after the Second World War, and we have seen the diminishment. And now with the threat of the Scotch, of course, leaving the alliance, there's a sense that it will be further diminished. So, David, what I'm thinking here is that as the stakes get lower, the volume gets higher in the, for example, the Conservative Party and the Labour Party, where leadership is really just contesting to the point where it looks like a schoolyard brawl.
Speaking of schoolyard, Donald Trump back at it yesterday, quoted in the paper in a trade speech in New Hampshire, veered off to jab Mexico as the sound of a plane overhead drowned out his voice. He said, in fact, that could be a Mexican plane up there. They're getting ready to attack.
Come on. I hope he was kidding. And if he wasn't, but as Freud was reported to have said, there is no joke. So we'll see whether this kind of thing pays off for him. You know, David, we're seeing very close polling. I'm sorry. People think that, oh, we hear from Nate Silver that Hillary's going to clean his clock. But right now, if you take a look at respectable polling, it's very, very close. If a guy says something like that, or any of the other stuff, the Muslims, the this, the that, there seems to be a very hearty appetite for some of this nonsense across the country.
How much does the vice presidential pick factor into this, Alan? Gingrich, Christie, headline says in the Washington Post, are top candidates to be Trump's running mate.
Well, I've thought that all along. I've thought that the Bridgegate governor of New Jersey has nothing to lose. He can't run again. He has to punt. And by going with Trump, he at least gets his name out there. And if Trump wins, he gets to be a heartbeat away from the presidency. And in the case of Gingrich, you find a guy who traditionally has been out there also. These guys both understand that their reputations could be made whole after a series of problems by becoming a vice presidential candidate.
Finally, Alan, the Juno spacecraft is closing in on Jupiter. It's passed through the solar wind. You can listen to what that sounded like right now on the Times website. It's going to be going in and observing in the clouds for all to observe on July 4th.
I wonder what we're going to see. You think all of a sudden there'll be a guy with a stop sign standing there? No. You know, it's going to be a bunch of rocks. I heard on the BBC this very morning that we thought we were going to have to mine helium. We were running out of helium. We thought we were going to have to mine on the moon. Who knew? But now they found some more helium in the world, and so we won't have to worry about going to the moon to get our helium, which after all, you don't have helium, you don't have MRI machines.
Start stockpiling those balloons.
Hee-hee-hee. And so I'm looking forward to this weekend. Boy, am I looking forward to a little R&R, going to see the great Happy Traum at the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. That'll be fun.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Happy 4th all.
Yeah, you too, and to all of the great people out there who are getting their barbecue sets ready.